Tipper.
Kirby and Josh.
Oh, that's it. That is Thursday. Favourite day of the week. Knocked it out of the park, I reckon.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, well, yesterday you threatened that you weren't coming. So
yeah, because
I was glad that you...
Well, you're lucky. You bully me.
Oh,
I figured it out.
You are one of those people that threaten.
I figured it out.
You've got a victim's complex, I reckon.
No, when have I said anything?
Oh, I went for coffee. I'm allowed to catch up with one of my mates today. I wanted to see my mate, Bilbo. Just wanted to have a chat to him.
Didn't even offer.
See how he
didn't
was.
Didn't even offer.
No, I didn't.
Not
I
even
didn't
for a coffee at all. Do you know what I would do if I left? I'd at least offer you a coffee. But do you know what? That's the difference between you and I. You... Always thinking about you, I am, but I know it's vice versa. It just doesn't happen.
It's always that way in a relationship. One person is more involved than the other.
I'm the giver.
That's it. But we did get to play Same, Same, But Different. That was
a lot
of fun.
Oh, yeah, did we?
Hey, what about those facts about gold?
Because I'm baffled. To think that myself could be literally standing on gold... Every single day of my life.
It's actually amazing.
Shocking.
It is amazing,
Shocking. Isn't
it? Plenty of other stuff,
too. A lot of fun.
Too.
I was a clown at one stage.
Oh, yeah. prepare your eardrums for that. That is... Did you snort? That's so funny. Oh, God. Well, you'll be able to hear that and more right now on the podcast.
Kirby and Josh's Same, Same.
Hello.
Different.
Same, same, but different.
But still same.
Well, I'm glad this game's back on. I know Herbie didn't want it to happen, but thank you for coming in. Ben from Workdays, hello.
Hello, how are we doing?
Ben, let me tell you why I didn't want it to happen. Because okay. Josh said that he's been throwing it. Anytime that I have won,
Yeah. He's
let me win.
Oh, right.
He hasn't been playing the game to his full potential, supposedly.
It's, you know, work-life balance, they say. Jeez. And if you want your work-life to be good, sometimes you're going to alter the outcome.
What would they say in that case? Happy work wife, happy work life?
That's it. But as you can see, it hasn't worked.
Let's play.
Of course, two songs by the same name, completely different songs by completely different artists. Have we decided who's going first this week? Because
Josh
it was a draw last week.
Josh can have it.
Josh
he
can
gives
have
me
it.
The win, supposedly, okay. So I'll give him the start.
Well,
okay,
you.
First set of songs go to Josh. Here we go. But we're never going to survive unless
we get a little crazy. I think you're crazy.
So, crazy.
Crazy. Yes.
Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley,
don't
yes.
Don't act like you don't know.
Is it Seal?
Oh, is it Seal? And if I didn't pipe in there, how much longer would you have dragged that out?
Sweeps the first round with 3 points. Herbie, yeah, here's your first set of songs. You could have had the first one. Song title?
Do you remember?
Do you remember? Yes.
It could be Usher.
Usher.
But it's not.
No. What about the other one potentially?
Bloody hell.
Going to give you a
I don't know
three.
It.
Oh. Two,
I know it, but I don't.
One.
No, I don't know it.
You're out. So anything from Josh's side?
Oh, I thought it was Usher. I'm going to go Jared James.
Jared James. Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't. It wasn't coming to me. Great song, by the way.
Three.
Oh, I don't know.
Two. One. We're looking for Jay Sean.
Oh, the first one there.
4-1 to Josh at the moment. Here's Josh's second set of songs. What have we got there,
I've
Josh?
I've got no idea who that second one is. Song is called Kids.
Song is called Kids, yes.
Is it MGMT?
It is MGMT, yes. Any idea on the second artist at all?
No. Oh, no.
3-2-1, he's out.
Can I have the second artist again,
second
please?
Artist, yes, you can. When we were kids.
Good song, though. No, I don't know.
3-2-1. It is One Republic with Kids.
Should have guessed that because he's around everything,
yeah,
isn't he?
I think when in doubt.
Ryan Tedder. Yeah.
Just go Ryan Tedder or One Republic, one of the two. Hey, Herbie's second set of songs. Here we go. What we got there?
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon, yes.
Oh, what's that stupid first song?
Have you got a title for me?
I don't know.
I'm
going
to have to buzz you out very soon.
Is it Imagine Dragons?
It is Imagine Dragons, yes.
How do I not know the song
and
title?
And the song is 3, 2,
I don't know.
1. Josh, give it to us.
I'm going to go Radioactive.
Radioactive, yes it is. He gets the win. Well done. I honestly thought you'd sweep that last round early.
Well, I just, as soon as I said Kings of Leon, I thought of their only song that everyone knows, yep. Sex is on Fire. And so after that,
just went
nothing
blank.
Was coming to my head.
Oh, brilliant.
Well done, Josh.
Well, I didn't rig it. Look at what happened.
Driving home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Toby, this is some great news. For anyone that owns a mobile phone, because smartphones are so expensive these days, aren't they?
Oh, my. Oh, they cost an arm and a leg. It's ridiculous.
And if you don't get insurance, you're really running the gauntlet, aren't you?
And you don't want to get it.
No, because it's an extra $8.
You go, how much? Sorry, I don't want to give you that. I'm already paying an arm and a leg for it. Oh.
$8 extra for insurance? Absolutely not. So one of the reasons a lot of people have to get things replaced is because their screen cracks.
Oh, yeah.
But now a new type of glass that's 5 times more resistant to fractures has been apparently created at a university in Canada. So they reckon it will be perfect for phone screens.
That is unbelievable. I've smashed many a screens before. You know when it gets to the stage when it's literally shattered and you can put it to your ear to answer a phone call, but you might actually cut your ear.
Yeah, a bit of glass falls off. Yeah. And you're like,
like, that's happened to me.
Yeah.
Everything with phones has happened to me. My dad will be, if he's listening, will love this because I'm the worst when it comes to mobile phones.
How many phones do you reckon you've gone through?
Easily double digits now. Easily. I lost one last year. I just put things down.
How long have you had this phone for?
How long?
4 years.
Nah, no chance. That's 4 years. Gosh.
I'm really, like, you just got to let it go.
But you just, like, you lose them. You put them down.
No, you don't just lose a phone.
You do.
I was not allowed to leave.
No.
Take responsibility
28.
For yourself.
No, I just lose them. And I've gotten to the stage in my life that, you know, if you were to lose your phone, a bit of panic would come over you. You'd think, oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm as calm as anything. If I lose one, I go, you'll just get another one. Like, that's just...
How much money have you got?
No, you're getting
paid way too much.
I don't have money. I don't. But one thing did happen when I lost a phone. This is kind of an unbelievable story. Lost it back when I was hitting the clubs when I was 18. I'll never forget. Went to Code Red one night. Lost my phone, and then years later, went to a new friend's house for a small gathering. I would have been maybe 21 now.
Yeah.
So 3 years has passed. And we're just discussing how, I guess, useless I am with phones. I think I might have lost one that night as well.
Oh, jeez, okay.
And then this guy, he goes to his bedroom. He's like, I found some phones over the years. Comes out, and there's a basket, and I've gone, that's my phone.
So this guy had your phone?
Had my phone 3 years later. Found the phone and he goes,
why is he picking up phones?
That's the other thing. We're no longer friends.
Yeah.
I realised he wasn't picking them up.
Yeah, he was stealing them.
Yeah. Driving home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, the fashion world, and I'm going to speak on behalf of all of us, you and I in particular.
Yep.
It's not a world we know.
No.
It's not one.
It's not.
It's
sure.
not one I understand. I wear clothes and I put ones on that I like.
Or functional ones, you know.
Exactly. But trends, and I'm glad you mentioned functional ones because Burberry, they've just launched their spring summer 2022 little outfits.
Yep, okay.
It's taken to the runway and one of the outfits coming down the runway, you think, oh my, that's lovely. It's a vintage-looking trench coat. It looks gorgeous.
Oh, well, their jackets are really good, aren't they?
They're lovely.
If you can afford them.
I know.
I can't.
Would be lovely. But the problem happens when the models turn because they're wearing their long vintage-style Burberry trench coats.
Mm.
But when they turn around, their bums are showing. So they're backless trench coats.
What's the point?
Exactly.
If you're going into a headwind.
That's simply it. That's it. The internet's exploded going, geez, you're just going to get cold. Like your front will be fine, but your poor little tush.
It. Yeah.
It's just, And so after seeing that, I thought, look, I want to take you to the catwalk, Josh.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Test you on your
sexy for my love
trends. See how this is going to work?
Yeah.
Is because that to me seems like the most bonkers, stupid piece of clothing that someone could purchase. Half a trench coat.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. There are some dumb things out there, though.
And people buy it. People buy it. So all you have to tell me is if this item has been on a runway or not.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Jeez, this is very open, isn't it? Could be anything.
It is. So, you know how girls wear their stockings? And they sometimes, you'd remember this at school and everything, the girls get the ladders if they get a hole. And they get, so in their tights and everything, they get the ladders, so they're all stretched and they look worn and they look gross.
Yep.
Is there a market for pre-ripped tights? So you don't have to rip them yourself? They're already out there.
Oh, I want to say yes because it seems realistic. I feel like that's something you've just decided to throw in there because it does sound real. I'm going to say it is real.
It's real?
Yeah.
Correct. You can get yourself a pair of pre-ripped tights from Gucci for just $355.
Why? What's the idea with like distressed jeans and all that stuff? I mean, sometimes it does look good, but there's sometimes you're just like, you've got no pants on.
It was so annoying at school. You're wearing your tights and you've got your new one on and then boom, it's ripped. Next one for you. What about you buy these? Grass-stained jeans. So, you know, you might get some, if you're playing backyard cricket, you get...
Take a catch.
Yeah, and you get the marks on your knees and you go...
You don't care though because you've just, you know, you've got your brother out.
Yeah. That's it.
Grass-stained jeans.
Are they real or not?
Oh, it's a tough one. I'm going to say real.
You're looking in real?
Yeah.
Geez, you know your fashion. It's real. And you, my friend, can get yourself a pair of them for just $1,600.
Oh, jeez.
What is the world coming to?
I feel like anything with stains. Wasn't there like a shirt with coffee on it?
That's people just buy anything.
People are like, oh, yeah, let's go.
Buy anything. All right, one more. Are sunglasses where one eye is just the frame with no lens real? So you've got one lens
and then the other one's missing. I'm just going to go real.
No, you idiot. You need two to see Adam.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
So overseas, Herbie, there's a big issue like near India and where smuggling gold's a serious issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a black market trade over there.
Taking a couple of slabs of gold.
That's right, the gold bars, and then they try and take it on the plane and sell it elsewhere.
Don't you have to melt the gold and then try and resell it? Because doesn't that have little markings on or something?
I don't know too much about that. Like, so you reckon it's got like a serial number?
Yeah.
Yeah, potentially.
Could be. I really don't know.
But so there's a new method of how people are doing it, and I just thought this was incredible, to be honest with you. They're turning it into a paste so it can avoid the metal detector.
Wait, the gold paste?
They turn it into a powder and then they turn it into a paste because that way they can swallow it or whatever it is to smuggle it through.
Like you could put it in a balloon sort of thing.
That's right, yeah, and then they try and swallow it. But I didn't know you could do that with gold.
Can gold become dust?
It can certainly become dust.
What machine's doing that?
Well, I don't know about that, but the X-ray is obviously picking it up. But gold is apparently that ductile that a single ounce of gold, so 28 grams, can be stretched into a thread 5 miles long.
No.
I'm not joking you.
That is unbelievable.
That's right. You can actually use that to sew.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can. Is that... Absolutely you can.
What a waste of money.
It's pure gold is so soft that it can be moulded in your hand. So if you just had it in your hand...
Stop it.
You can mould it into whatever you liked.
You're pottering with gold.
Imagine. Yeah, imagine that as a coffee cup for your Father's Day.
Jesus.
That'd be great.
It would be lovely. I think anyone would like that.
Hey, the average human actually contains gold.
No, we don't.
Human body. 0.2 milligrams of gold.
How?
I don't know, but it's in there. Human bones contain 0.016 parts per million of
that
gold.
That one's got
so
me
it's quite
baffled.
Slow.
No,
quite
how
small.
We got gold on us? That is so... How?
It's estimated that 142,000 tons of gold has been mined throughout history. So think about all the gold rushes.
Yep. At Ballarat?
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere around regional Victoria, there's mention of the gold rush. I can tell you that much for free. There's still 9 billion metric tons of gold in the sea.
No, there isn't.
Absolutely.
It's like, that's why people always want to search the waters.
Well, I think they're searching for shipwrecks, which has gold too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, gold. Always looking
for
gold.
This is going to blow your mind. If the one about, you know, your body containing gold.
That one really, I'm shooketh by that one.
Hold on. Ready?
Okay. Okay.
Scientists in Australia have found gold particles in the leaves of eucalyptus trees.
No wonder koalas like them. What do you mean?
I know.
They're all around us.
They're all around. What are we doing?
Why are we searching the ground? Search the trees.
Search the tree. We've all been looking the wrong direction.
Far out.
I mean, obviously the amount of gold. Probably not going to. We're not going to be retiring. But we might
it's still
be able
something.
To, that's right. Just start small. That's work it. Your way up.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's
Hot. All right, Herbs. Today we feature in the hot seat because out of the most Googled and searched places to go and visit, the Great Ocean Road actually features, came in at 8th, which is fantastic.
Tell you what, that doesn't shock me. It is a beautiful part of Australia.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it? Yeah, I was telling you, when I did that Surf Coast trek, it's you forget about the 40 kilometres because you're like, this is just amazing.
We're
going through.
Treated. It's our backyard. It's unbelievable.
Sunshine Coast was number one. Gold Coast, I guess that's because people probably want to move up to Queensland too.
Yeah, I'd say maybe well. With the lockdowns hasn't helped us.
I should say number five, sorry. I got that wrong.
We're number five.
Beauty. Top five.
We're Brilliant. Coming for them next year.
So hot seat today is... The most Googled things of 2021.
Okay.
I think this is playing in your wheelhouse. I reckon you'll be you'll be on the money.
More
here.
On the interwebs than you.
For sure. All right, let's kick it off.
Okay.
With this one. What is the most Googled question?
Of 2021.
Is it A, what is my IP? B, what is the time? C, how to tie a tie. D, what song is this?
Most Googled question ever?
That's just what it is, yes.
What was B again?
What time is it?
Hey.
So that would obviously refer to people asking Google Assist as well.
I understand how the pressure feels.
Okay.
I don't. It's a silly one.
How to tie a tie?
It's silly.
And you're wrong.
Oh! What is it?
It's what is my IP?
I didn't think that. I honestly. What is my IP address? Why would anyone Google that?
I don't know.
That annoys me.
Doesn't matter. All right. Next question.
Oh gosh.
Back to the $1,000. We never seem to get off it. most Googled tourist destination. So these are like attractions things. A, Disneyland.
Oh, that's big.
B, Taj Mahal. Big. C, the Eiffel Tower. Or D, Machu Picchu.
Destination, you say?
Mm.
Oh, man, that's big, isn't it? I think I am leaning towards the Eiffel Tower. It wouldn't be my choice, though,
I don't want to go there either.
It wouldn't be my choice, but I do think that could nearly be... Yes.
Lock it in.
Yes, lock it in. Thanks, Josh.
No, it was Disneyland. 1, 2, and 3, all different destinations. Last one.
Why would you do 2 A's in a row?
Because I know that you won't go for it. Well, I do a third A. Who knows? Most Googled celebrity.
You today have sent me to new levels of frustration. And I'm going to play the next question. But my golly goodness, I'm not happy.
Most Googled celebrity. Is it A, Donald Trump? B, Jake Paul?
No way.
C, Selena Gomez?
She's big on Insta.
D, Justin Bieber?
Most Googled... I'm taking out B. It's definitely not Jake Paul. And I would like to use my 50-50, thanks here.
Okay. It's either A, Donald Trump, or C, Selena Gomez.
This is the hard thing. I've gone C every time, and it's bloody been A every time.
Yeah.
This is so...
Maybe you should stick to your guns. Maybe you shouldn't.
But Selena Gomez, I know she was the biggest name on Instagram for ages, but Donald Trump... leather country. Oh, my giddy aunt. Where's the person coughing in the audience, you know? That's what I need. No, I don't know, because you're doing C. But I'm going to go A.
Correct.
Go A. Is it? Yeah. Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
You're brilliant. You finally got it right. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock Night.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There is a big call out going on in Ireland at the moment for clowns.
Clowns?
Because there's a clown shortage, which isn't good.
I didn't even know they were in trouble.
They're in trouble. They're in strife at the moment.
How can there be a shortage of clowns?
Great question. David Duffy, who is a clown and runs Duffy Circus, has said because of COVID, obviously they haven't been performing, so a lot of the clowns, they are tourists and they travel around and they've gone back to their home countries, and so now there's no clowns left for while they're opening up. Devastating.
Do you like clowns? I don't know. I'm not as freaked out about them as everyone else is, but certainly not something I would throw my hat in the ring for.
Exactly. I'm not scared of them, but I think I did like them as a kid. I don't think I liked them as much as Dr. Duffy or David Duffy. He's married to a clown himself and during lockdown set up a tent so they could practice.
Being clowns,
which is quite a lot. Oof. But I do think clowns are needed because if you think of circus, you think of good times, don't you?
Well, yeah, I think so. People are scared of them because of it, though, aren't they? Why the shortage is?
Yeah.
No one's thinking, you know what, I want to jump in and be a clown.
Do you like, you know, the when you go to, say, the Geelong show and they've got the clown heads that move along?
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah. No one's scared of that.
No one's scared of that. Good point.
Would you? So you would never be a clown?
No. Haven't got it in me.
But it's funny you say that because he's been asked, what does it take to be a clown? Someone who's willing to make themselves vulnerable.
No.
You could do that.
No. Do you want to be a clown, don't you?
No. I have never thought I want to be a clown, but I could probably.
You could go. Yeah.
I could probably do it.
All right.
Do you want me to be a clown?
I want you to try it. Show me. You tell me that.
Hey, kids. It's Herbie the Clown. Look at my big shoes. Flip. Flop, I just fell over. Who wants to see me juggle? Come on, little Joshy. Come over and help me. That's my nose.
Well, one, you're very loud, so I think you fit the description there. You've almost broken the microphone. And you sound like one of those animatronic bears. That doesn't sound like a clown at all. And aren't they clowns mostly miming?
So no.
No, I'd say stick to your day job, but you're not even good at that.
Okay, Joshy.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, you know the Playboy Mansion?
Oh, I've heard of it.
As I say, you probably heard of it. Haven't been there personally.
No, I always saw, like, as in movies, they do the Playboy Mansion parties. And
Ooh,
you thought, wow, it looks like an event, doesn't it?
Hef's having fun. He
was, yeah.
Yeah, well, back in the day, obviously. Yeah. And
he's no longer with us.
No. But a few years ago now, the mansion was sold to another billionaire, which this even annoys me even more. Because he's currently 33 years old.
Yeah.
Darren Metropolis.
Yep.
And what has he done? Nothing. He's just an heir.
The heir to the throne.
He's just an heir that's got money, you know?
Wouldn't that be good?
And so he paid $100 million for the Playboy Mansion. And then in 2019, he decided it wasn't big enough and he wanted to renovate. So he started filing permits with the council because he wants to have some big ticket items there.
Ah, okay.
That includes garage renovations, which are nearly $400,000.
$400,000? Oh, what, to fit all these cars in, I suppose, maybe.
I don't know. It's got me baffled. But people are now getting quite annoyed because, especially the council, because more permits are being filed because he's still renovating and it's 2022, 2021.
Well, yeah.
So 2 years later.
It's almost 2022.
Yeah.
And so it's still going.
Still going. You still think, renovating.
Wouldn't you think that, like, a guy with that much money, you get the job done pretty quick? Because you could get all the trades in straight away.
I mean, look at the block. It takes him 12 weeks.
To build a house.
Done.
This guy should be surely just be done with it.
Exactly. He has expanded his basement, I guess, because when he finishes one, maybe his brain's like, oh, I want something else to be bigger.
Do you reckon he's just one of those guys that, like,
does jobs around the house and then moves on to the next thing without finishing the other one.
Yeah.
I feel like that's sort of like our family.
Yeah.
You know? Our house, our family home, mum and dad's home, has been in the state of renovation since I was prep. It's never been finished. We have a door handle that's not a door handle still.
What
and
do you
I reckon
mean?
It's been 15 years. One day, Dad wanted to replace the door handles. So he got one for the front, but something happened to the back one. So instead, do you know what's on the back of it? It's like a wrench. So you have to
so
open.
He's literally started the job and left it there.
And he's like, all right, we'll get back to it. It has not been changed in 15 years.
There would be so many people similar to your family.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, is your dad doing the jobs himself as well?
Well, clearly not. He's half starting them. Mum's just as bad. They've been painting the house for there's still paint swatches on our walls. You know when you bring home a paint tin and you try and take
sample it out?
There's still that happening.
So how long have your parents been in that home?
Oh, 30 years.
30 years. Yeah. Okay, so look, I thought Darren was bad still renovating his house for 2 years.
Mm.
Your parents are still renovating after 30 years.
Constantly. Jobs that just aren't finished around the house.
Is there someone who's going longer than that? How long are the renos taking you?
Yeah.
I feel like this is more dobbing your parents' situation.
Yeah, or your partner that hasn't finished the deck.
Yeah.
They always seem to promise it.
The DIY.
Yeah. 52232955. Anyone that calls the show into the draw to win a $150 voucher to a Cut Above Family Butcher, the best meat in town, direct to your door. What jobs are still going? What haven't been finished?
Yep.
We'd love to hear from you. 52232955. Hayden in Belmont, you're calling up for a traffic issue first, which is very important. What was that?
There's a truck that's broken down on the left-hand lane on the Latrobe Terrace Bridge, Melbourne bound.
All right, please do take care in that area. But what you said you've got heaps of jobs that you haven't finished around the house. How long are we talking?
Where do I start? Where do I start? I start with my dad's Christmas present that I've been building a model of, and that was only 4 years ago. Still haven't finished that.
What sort of model was it?
It's a model of a GSXR motorcycle.
All right. He's waiting for his Christmas present still.
I didn't tell him he's getting it just in case I didn't actually get it done.
Are you the type of man then that will say that you can do the job? You're the handyman. You'd rather do it yourself than get someone in?
No. I know my limitations. I know what I'm great at.
Starting the job.
I'll give it a go, though. I decided I'd try and build some flywire screens for the house. You know, it's a rectangle with some flywire. It's not that hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it got a little bit in, then got thirsty, and then sort of, bugger it.
Angelo from Geelong West, you're dobbing in your father-in-law.
I am, actually. I am. He started building out in St. Leonard's in 1980.
Yeah.
And 1980, and actually sold the house in 2016.
Yeah.
And still didn't manage to get tiles in his laundry. So the people actually bought the house with no tiles in the laundry 36 years later.
Had to finish the job.
Did they mark it down a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, St. Leonard is a very good area.
Just no tiles.
That's right, no tiles involved.
Driving home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Hebs, let's do it. Let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, see where you sit, how you're feeling, you know.
Well, I'm calmer now after same, but different, but you have me worked up.
All righty. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Flipping houses.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I don't have time for that. I just don't. And people, I think, plan to.
Yeah.
And then, nah, just honestly, buy it.
Buy it, that's enough.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's just so hard. Like, who's got that much time?
Yeah, I guess if you're a trade, it's handy if you're a tradie with a bit of extra coin that you can go, hey, I'll work on this afterwards or whatever it might be.
Hasn't Andy from Weekend Breakfast been working on his deck for...
Oh.
Who knows how long?
Yeah. How crazy is this? So we all know the market in Geelong at the moment, very expensive.
Hot. It's hot.
Everywhere around Geelong, the Surf Coast, Bellarine, doesn't matter where you are. In Australia, this so much so that a house in Queensland, they sold it 3 months ago for a pretty large price. It's now back on the market
for $240,000 more, and they reckon it'll go. So that person, like, yeah, they'll pay capital gains tax, $120,000 for 3 months' work of just buying a house and selling it. Didn't even touch it.
That is so lovely.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, it would be nice, and you could do that. You've been telling me about one of your 14 houses.
Oh, sure.
It's gone up, hasn't it?
YouTube.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. What a rabbit hole place that is. Oh, my gosh. I get so into it. I always look at little kids that can sing from, like, singing talents.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think I wish that that was me when I was younger. But
yeah, right.
Yeah. And they're amazing. They're so good. And then the next thing you know, you're watching them for hours.
And then you've watched all the golden buzzer moments.
Exactly. They're so good.
So YouTube banned some channels over in Russia. And so President Putin's not too happy about it. Vlad's not happy. He said, you either unban those channels or I'll ban YouTube in Russia.
If you're getting a threat from Vlad, you just say what you do, what he says.
Yeah.
Oh, I would not.
No.
Imagine getting a threat from Vlad.
I'll be scared.
Like, your life's over.
Oh, God. At least people stand up to him, though. You know, that's the main thing. They're braver than us, yeah, that's for sure. Getting lost.
Yeah, nah.
You never want to get lost, but have I? My gosh, I have.
Yeah?
Well, I just get lost.
Like when driving or just...
When driving, when I went to Sydney because I was doing my grad in Sydney.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and my mum and I went up there first to check out the place.
Hmm.
We got so lost.
Well, Sydney's hard, isn't it? Because the roads...
Who created that? They were drunk. Honestly, they make no sense.
They're having a good time.
It's ridiculous. It's like someone rocked up to work that day and just thought, oh, just do that. But they didn't put any thought into it because it's confusing. I'd never lived there.
Oh, anyway, so a Turkish man was presumed to be missing. They didn't know where he was, so a big search party happened.
Turns out
he just had a big knot. And so they were searching the woods where he was, so he joined the search party and then he was found. But could you just imagine the person that found him? Like, is that their God? Where have I seen you from?
What are you doing? Yeah. Who are we looking for?
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Tonight, big night for the Cats, Herbie.
That's right, the best and fairest.
That's right, the Kaji Greaves medal. Who will win it? I reckon this guy might be on the money. His name is Tom King from K-Rock Football. Good afternoon.
Herbie, Josh, good afternoon to you. How are you both?
Yeah, good. Now, you're not going to win it because you didn't play.
But he'll know.
He'll know. All right. Who's going to win? Tell us straight up.
Look, if I was a betting man, Tom Stewart is the man to beat in the Kaji Greaves medal. It'll be announced about 8:30 tonight. I think we'll get the final word. Unfortunately, the Kaji Greaves medal, which has been for so long such a wonderful event up at Crown Palladium in Melbourne, I think for about 13 or 14 years. And, of course, last year it became an online event. Mm. And this year, again, is an online event. So, unfortunately, the gathering of the Cat throng won't take place. But tonight they'll do it for members and guests via a little bit of a Zoom. And that's how we'll find out who the Kaji Greaves medalist is for 2021.
Do you get the VIP invite, Kingy, seeing as all the good work you do with the Cats?
The media get a little link to be able to sit back and watch it from the comfort of their own homes, and that's what I'll be doing tonight, and Twittering and blogging and the like for krockfootball.com.au. So we'll keep you across all the awards. It's not just the Kaji Greaves medal. They'll announce the VFL Best and Fairest, the Community Champion Award. There's also the award for Best First Year Player as well, and there's also a Coach's Award as well. So we'll be across all those throughout the evening. About 7 o'clock it kicks off, so keep an eye on carrollfootball.com.au and all our socials, Twitter and Instagram for results through the night.
And Kingy, do people get dressed up at all? Are we going to see some flashy outfits from home?
No, I don't think it's like the Brownlow. We saw Tom Hawkins, who was very resplendent in a very nice tuxedo.
He was looking dapper.
While he was at Mount Buller for the Brownlow 2 or 3 weeks ago. But no, I don't think it'll be similar. I suspect whoever wins the Kaji Greaves medal tonight, when they do their acceptance speech, you'll probably be in club issue polo to help push the sponsors along. But that'll be about it. But no, not the fancy black tie, arrangement that we usually get. But I tell you what, next year, Herbie, you and I reckon I'll see if we can jam ourselves along. I'll take you as my date for the Kaji next year.
Sorry, Josh.
That's all right. I'll sit back here and press the buttons. That's fine.
I'll take it, though.
Hey, Kingy, any other word on what's happening with the coaches next year? Obviously, James Kelly came back.
Yeah, no, pretty quiet on that front. Ash Hansen's been linked to the Cats. Now, interestingly, Ash Hansen, of course, the West Coast Eagles premiership player, so you'd love that, Josh.
Absolutely.
But I'm Googling.
He played some games with St. Joseph's back in about 2014 here in the GFL.
Really?
He's got a little bit of a local link, so we'll be claiming that. Look, whether he ends up with the Cats, that still hasn't been announced yet. But, there are a couple of spots to fill on the coaching staff for the Cats. But James Kelly, a good start, of course. 273 games in the hoops, revered as a three-time premiership player, and comes back into the fold, which is fantastic after spending a number of years at the Bombers as a player and then also as an assistant coach himself.
Brilliant as always, Tom King. You can keep up to date tonight when the awards are on and
live tweets.
Looks like Tom Stewart, the man to take home the Kaji Greaves medal. Tom King, KRL Football, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, good to talk, Joshy. Thanks, Herbie.
No worries at all. I can't believe I've just been
left. I can't wait for next year. Bring
left
it on.
Out of the group. Do your own thing, Josh.
You're
don't
a third wheel, mate.
Driving home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh on K Rock 955.